Praise to Jesus Christ, now and forevermore. It's always beautiful to be here. I want to thank everybody for your prayers. For the past couple of days, I wasn't really feeling that well. But to God be the glory, I'm back again. Thank God for being in the land of the living. And today, Holy Mother Church is directing our focus on something that is very important and essential, especially as we are about to begin the 40 days journey on this coming Wednesday, the Arch Wednesday. And that's important because when you look at Lent itself, it's a season of nourishing hope in life, a season of preparation for Easter, a season that we begin to think about the real core of our faith, a resurrected faith, a resurrection faith. So when I looked at these readings today, I thought, Holy Mother Church, in her own wisdom, knows how to prepare her children. Be holy, for I am holy, says the Lord. The reason we are invited to be holy is because we are, as St. Paul says, the temple of the living God. And because we are a temple of the living God, we are invited to live as that temple which is always receiving, receptive. When you notice that even the external structure, the church, the temple, the sacred temple where each and every one of us come into, when you notice there are doors everywhere, and that signifies that receptivity that everybody's welcome. It doesn't matter your background, you are all welcome here. And you are welcome to share in this sacred altar, to receive life, to receive not just life for the moment, but eternal life, so that we go out and spread it, to share that same life and love that we receive each day from our dearest Lord. So it's so beautiful when we hear about Jesus reminding us of loving enemies. I think the first thing that comes to mind, even when I used to read of, you know, reflect on this, is always, okay, it's that enemy out there that is waging war on me, or the enemy out there, it's a different country and all that. That's the thought. But that is more than that. The enemy Jesus is referring to is someone that is closer to me. Someone that is in my neighborhood, my family, my community, someone in my workplace, someone whom most of the time when I see them, I feel so uneasy. I feel as if the world is crumbling down. It ignites in me an emotion of fear, anger, hatred. I become so uncomfortable. Someone that makes life so uncomfortable to me, so difficult to me. That's the person Jesus is talking about, that we have to go out of our way to make a choice. One Franciscan brother, Jack Wins, did say that our human choice is not between pain and no pain, but it's between pain of loving, that's the pain of loving, and the pain of not loving. And when you come to think about that, it makes sense for Jesus to invite us to choose the pain of loving. You look at the crucifix, that's the choice he made, the pain of loving. It's not fun to love someone who is making life difficult for us. It's not fun to go out of our way to be nicer to people who are not nice to us. It's not fun to even sit down and listen to what that person have to say. But because we are the temple of the living God, we are invited to something greater, a life that is higher, and that life is holiness. As Bishop Fulton Sheen says, that sanctity or holiness is not only Christ in me, the hope of glory, but is making Christ known to the world. Holiness is making Christ lovable in the world that I find myself. It's making Christ known in the sense that when people see me, they see Christ. When they see me, they see the meekness of Christ. They see the joy of Christ. They see the forgiveness, the tenderness, the patience of Christ. So, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it is really difficult and tough to live a life of unforgiveness. As we prepare to begin the journey of Lent, maybe we might want to include that reconciliation aspect of our lives in our resolution. Is there someone that I still have in my heart that I feel so difficult to forgive, to let go? Because that seems to be a cross that the Lord does not want us to carry. You say, oh, wait a minute, Father, but we're supposed to carry all our cross and follow Jesus. The reason why that is not a kind of cross that Jesus wants us to carry, that's the cross of grudges, is not what Jesus wants us to carry, is because it's not redemptive. He wants us to carry a cross that is redemptive. It's not a cross that I chose to hate some other person and I feel that's a cross. No, it's not. But if I love, even if the person is not loving, yes, it's a redemptive cross I'm carrying. Our Lord came, even though many in his own time rejected him, he still made the choice of accepting that pain of rejection and still love. Love unconditionally. That's why all of us are gathered on this table. He loved unconditionally. Yes, my brothers and sisters, it's not easy to love the way he has called us to. It's not even easy to be holy as he has called us to be, a holy temple. But the fact remains that in this journey of holiness, there are some of us that are crawling. Some are walking. Some are running. Others are flying because they have enough strength through the sacraments to express that love. The good news is that we are all moving. The worst thing that could ever happen to a person is to remain in one place. In other words, to remain at the bottom of the ladder without even making a step. What that means is that I don't want to let go of this person that have hurt me. But it takes more energy to live in that unforgiving spirit than to let go and allow the freedom of the sons and daughters of God to abide in our heart. Because whosoever the Son shall set free is free indeed. That's what the sacrament of reconciliation tells us. When we go and approach him, he absolves us in persona Christi and gives us the freedom and peace that we have always been yearning. Someone once told me recently But yes, I have forgiven, but it's so difficult for me to live the way I used to live with this person. I said, well, maybe it's time to stop and think. My spiritual director even told me some time ago. He said, Samuel, your enemy is the person you hate. It is not the person that hates you. Your enemy is the person you hate. Can you imagine that? How is it that my enemy is the person I hate? Common sense. I don't love them. I don't like them. So it's easy to turn the other side and say, oh, they hate me. They don't like me. They don't love me. But if you turn the other way and begin to look at your own self, examine yourself, you come to see that what Jesus is talking about, love your enemies, means that I have to get out of my own way and love the people around me, even when they don't love me. So, brothers and sisters, the Lord says, give me all. I'm not just concerned about you giving me all of your time or all of your money or all of your character and whatever. I want you to give me your old natural self. And in return, I will give you myself. What he wants to give us is his own self, body, blood, soul, and divinity. He wants to give us, make his own will become our will, so that we will be able to love him in the way that he has mapped out for us. Because left by ourselves, we cannot do it. It's impossible. That's why he did not leave us as orphans. He instituted the seven sacraments so that each time we feel as if we are alone, we could easily turn back to him through the sacrament and be strengthened and nourished so that we have that zeal to go out and spread the joy that we have received. Let's pray that as we come forward, that the Lord will grant us the grace to love him in the person that we will encounter this week.